Hello, everyone. I want to read this famous quote. The best and the most beautiful thing in the world cannot be seen or even touched, but just felt in the heart, by Helen Keller. I've worked 30 years in education, and some of my favorite kids are the ones that are on the spectrum. So my hopes is to share, help, and provide some insight from my experience. Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a blessed day today. Today we're going to talk about after the diagnosis. You may have had a diagnosis done, and it usually is because of schools, because you want them on their IEP so you can get the services that are needed, which is a good thing, a really good thing. After the diagnosis, take some time to understand autism and your child. Every child is different. Just because they have autism doesn't make them all fit in one box. You have to learn what is best for your child. And then take time for yourself, some self-care, and let your emotions, you know, deal with them. How are you feeling? And then when that's over, pick up your bootstraps and start going to work. Number two, learn your child's strengths as well as their weaknesses. And they have them just like any other person. And you need to find what they are and celebrate their uniqueness. You know, relax, enjoy them as they are, and let others see their uniqueness. Third, find an online group for parents that give advice and support and offer real life insight. Where some people, like myself, you know, I was a teacher, but I didn't have a child that was autism. But I just worked with a lot of parents and I worked with a lot of kids. But you need those parents out there that are dealing with this every single day. And there's a lot of them out there. I've learned that through on my Facebook, there's like parents popping up all over the place talking about their kids. And I've seen the one with Trent, Drawings by Trent. And I bought a shirt from him, and they are so cute. You should go online and find him. Next, assembly a team. Now, really, it should be two teams. Your first team is going to be professional team. That'll be your OTs, your behaviors specialists, paras, teachers, tutors, psychologists, speech, all them. That's your professional team. That means also doctors. You want to find a good doctor that understands autism. You want to find a dentist that understands autism and able to work with your child. Those are your professional teams. Then you want another team inside your home, and that's the other kids, your husband or father or wife or grandparents, friends, neighbors, your community, and see what they offer. There's a lot of stuff out there for that deal with autistic kids. They have summer camps. You want to find all those things. Maybe your child is interested in music. Find a music teacher that can come into your home and share some music with an autistic kid that has experience doing that. So those are their two teams that you're going to need. You can't do it all alone. And if you are, you're probably exhausted. Next, you want to be an advocate. Now, you want to be a positive advocate. I loved my advocate parents. They were very supportive to me, and they taught me a lot too. You know, when you're new and you're going into education, you don't know everything. And if you haven't had the experience with autistic kids, you may not understand what they need and how to work with them. So you need to work with your teacher, you need to work with your therapist, and you need to help others to understand. That's being an advocate, is to work with. And teachers out there, learn to work with your advocate parents, embrace them. I've had positive results from working with advocates. If I needed something in my room, I got it. Just embrace them. And then advocate parents, you have to remember that your voice echoes your child's needs. So don't be afraid to voice what you need. The sixth thing I want to talk about is follow the path that's right for you and your family. And that's and your child that's on the spectrum. Your story and that of your family is not written in public opinion. Your life is in God's hands and His plans, not people's. So just remember that. And trust in God. All right. So those are the things that I wanted to point out, six different things about after the diagnosis. I hope you have enjoyed this today. I know it's a short one, and I do short ones. I do like anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. This one was a short one that I just wrote for after church today. I hope you liked it. If you want to drop me a line at my email, it's I don't use it enough. Oh my goodness, I forgot. Okay, it is gdebra055@gmail.com. Sorry about that. Anyway, I hope you have a good day. Talk to you later.